Blog Talk Radio.
A year ago, my life had collapsed around me. I'd worked myself into exhaustion. My father died suddenly, and my relationships were in turmoil. Little did I know at the time, out of my greatest despair was to come the greatest gift.
Good morning. Today is August the 19th, 2014, and this is Step Into Your Power with Fiona. I am your host, Fiona Sharon Huff. Before I get into today's show, I just want to give a special birthday shout-out to my son, Timothy Huff, known as Isaac and Sir Isaac. He is 11 years old today, so happy birthday, son. I love you, and the celebration started yesterday, and we're going to continue today. So, again, welcome to Step Into Your Power with Fiona, and I have a wonderful guest on today's show. We met back in March of this year, and she has been just a ray of sunshine, a delightful, warm person, as you will discover when we talk. But her name is Tatina Reddy Ryder Powell. Are you on the line, Tatina?
I'm here, Fiona. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm glad that you're on the show this morning. So I wanted to do a show on women who are in the arts, who are creative, who have something to say in front of the camera and behind the camera, and you were one of those women who I wanted to speak to and just really dig into your head and be able to share with our listening audience, you know, who you are, what you're about, and what you have to share with the world. I had an opportunity to watch one of your promos on Facebook. You were working on a video for someone. Tell our listening audience just a little bit about you and then go into talking about the video that you were working on.
Okay, well, like Fiona said, first, good morning. Happy birthday, Timothy. My name is Tatina Reddy Ryder Cowell. I am the founder of RWP, Inc., Ready Writer Productions, which is a multi-entertainment company. I am a spoken word artist. I'm a writer. I'm a film director and editor, getting more into producing, as well as the stage performance as far as poetry and things like that. And the promo that you were talking about is for a music video by a young man named Mark Lindsay. He's a local gospel artist here in Virginia, and I just had the chance to wrap up as director and editor and producer for his music, first music video, which should be released in about a couple of weeks. So, yeah, it was really fun. It took a lot of work, but it was well worth all the effort and the hours and the money that we put into it. So it was just an awesome experience. And I'm waiting to see the response of everybody who sees the video.
Well, I know when I watched the promo, and it was early in the morning, I just happened to be going through Facebook just catching up on some of what my friends are doing, and when I saw it, the hook caught me, and I was reading the comments of other people, and they were just celebrating that, even the promo itself. So, you know, congratulations, and I can't wait to see the final product. Of course, you know, the show being Step Into Your Power. How do you step into your power?
For me, it's a matter of trusting God and taking one moment at a time. As you know, Fiona, as a woman, you know, we face a lot of different issues. Right now, outside of my film work, I do a lot of caretaking. I take care of my mother and just working on that regular 9-to-5 sometimes along with, you know, doing my creative thing. It gets hectic. But I take one moment at a time, and it's kind of like the scripture talks about casting our cares. And really, you got to do that on a daily basis because, honestly, I feel like the enemy, he makes it so easy to wear us down and get distracted and discouraged. But it's kind of like I have to talk to God the same way I'm talking to you now. It's just raw and in his face. And then I have to take a step of faith and just move forward. You know, even this morning, I had to talk to him a bit, cry a little bit, and then I laid down, and I'm trying to lay down, and it seems as though he's just, like, giving me words to write. And so I'm like, Lord, I got to get up early. But at the same time, I needed that spur of energy from writing to just, you know, keep going. Because as a creative person, you have to use your gifts and talents to kind of keep encouraging yourself, like that song says, encourage yourself. And for me, it puts a smile on my face and it puts a burst of energy into my spirit when I'm offering it in my talent, especially on a daily basis. As an artist, you have to, because it's just, it's a part of who we are. It's a part of us living as creative minds. So, yeah. That, for me, is something that's in my power.
How long have you been writing?
I want to say as far back as middle school, when I was growing up, as a kid, I would say second grade, I wanted to be an inventor. So I've always been creative. I used to, because I'm an artist, I draw as well. Both of my parents, they are artists as far as sketching and drawing and things like that. So I picked up that talent from my parents. And then I would say 7 years old, I found myself drawing pictures for inventions that I wanted to do. And then as I got older, the writing came about because I've always been pretty shy. You know, as I've gotten older, God is opening me up more, but I've always been shy. And for me, writing became my place of expression. If I needed to tell my mother something that I knew, she would probably get mad at me if I verbalized it. I would write it in a letter. And I remember as far as poetry, I had a friend who shared with me how her mother used to write poetry. And then I had a chance to hear her mother speak. She left a message on my phone. And instead of kind of telling her daughter straight up how she felt, she said it in a spoken word. And it just caught my attention. So I kind of just started writing things out in poetry form. I would get all these images in my head as far as movies. So I started studying writing script. Doing screenplays, and so I started practicing writing my stories out in notebooks. I have notebooks full of stories. And just getting out what's in me. So it was God. I had to be at least 11 or 12 when I first started screaming and things on paper.
Okay. Now, when I was reading your bio, the first paragraph in itself, it was just really touching. And, of course, you know, you and I know as creative people and as writers, that first paragraph of anything that you write, it needs to be striking, it needs to be intense, and it needs to be able to grab in whomever is reading it. And when I was reading it, you know, I felt a part of me in it in terms of just the challenges and some of the things that you have went through. Tell me, and as well as the listening audience, some of those challenges that you went through and how you used your writing and that creative side to help you to get through, get over, and to be able to encourage others through your creative set.
Well, growing up, as far as home life, my dad was abusive to my mom. I'm the oldest of three kids. And so a lot of times, late at night, I would be the one that wake up in the middle of an argument between my mom and my dad. And so it would always be like this kind of heated debate. Then there would be this slapping noise and then a hush and then a cry from my mom. And that was something I constantly woke up to on a regular basis. And as a child, you don't really know how to handle that, you know, because this is my dad who I love beating up my mom. Who I love as well, and not realizing or knowing, I don't even think they knew or realized that I would hear it. And so sometimes just being there and afraid and frozen in bed, praying to God and crying that it would stop. And so it hurt a lot. And then the next day, my dad used to take me to school, and I wouldn't even mention it or anything. He would just bring up, I love your mom, but she keeps upsetting me. So he's trying to express to his child his regret for beating his wife, and he felt the need to defend himself. And so a lot of times I didn't know how to deal with that. And so I had to pull that out a lot of times into my writing. And also being raised in the church, I'm not around the bush about my personal struggles. I've dealt with homosexuality. And then being in the church and having to kind of being preached to you that you're going to hell, but at the same time knowing God loves me and knowing that this thing that I struggle with is not pleasing to him. And a lot of times in order for people to heal, you don't always need the automatic penalty for your faults. You need that God will love you out of whatever your struggle and your sin is. And so that's something that I'm able to pull out in my writing a lot of times, dealing with lusts that are abnormal and not in God's will, but also being able to express the deliverance and the freedom from it if you choose to not live that way, if you choose to not practice that. I've been bullied in school, low self-esteem, and, you know, writing for me, creative arts gives me a chance to vent things that I wasn't able to vent when I was in school, or I wasn't, you know, too afraid to fist fight, but I could go fight and cut somebody out on a piece of paper, so that's what I would do. Just get whatever rage and anger or just sadness, anything I had a hard time expressing myself with a person one-to-one or just heads up. Writing gave me a chance to just release. And a lot of times for me, Fiona, that is what the arts is. It's been a release for me. It's been deliverance for me. It's been healing. It's been transformation. And I think a lot of people don't realize just how life-changing it can be to tap into your God-given gifts. You know, people tend to turn to drugs and alcohol and sex, whereas you can just look within yourself for a natural release. And I believe that's why God gave us the talents that he's given us, because he doesn't want us to get so wrapped up into, you know, the immoral practices of this world. But it's a matter of choice. You know, I believe choice is powerful in itself, but a lot of times we tend to give it to what satisfies us immediately. And, you know, for me, it's just writing a screenplay or a poem or sitting out editing all the time that I could be, you know, doing anything else. I find myself spending hours and hours just creating, and it releases me. So I bless God for even allowing me to recognize it as a child, because I remember just making up these random screenplays as a kid, and I was too afraid to share it with people, so my mother was always there for me to share it with. And she always said, Tina, this is great. You're doing this. And, you know, it just stirred up the gift constantly to keep just expressing myself and allowing myself to get past whatever challenges I was facing at the time. I think some of the hardest battles for me, and I think any person, is just the internal stuff that sometimes that you deal with by yourself. And I think about even as recently the death of Robin Williams. He had a life making people laugh and smile. He was a gifted man, but nobody actually knew the challenges that was going on the inside of him. And I believe there were some things that needed to be tapped into, you know, for him to even make the before, you know, that could have stirred him from making the decision of taking his own life. And for me, you know, I have to say honestly, I understand that. I would be lying if I say I've never dealt with suicidal things, but the Holy Spirit that's in me, he won't allow that to happen. You know, he allows me to have a circle of people who I can be accountable to, people who are creative, who create with me and pray for me and keep me on the right track. So it's you have to know how to, you have to pick your battles, as they say. And what you do with your battles really is just depending on yourself, if that makes sense.
It absolutely does. And, you know, you mentioning about people to be accountable to, that's really important, because when you are a creative person and people know of your gifts and talents in terms of spoken word and so forth. They look for you to empower them. And so because you know that that's something that God has given you and they are aware that it's a gift that God has given you, you feel that need and that desire to keep pushing because it's something that you can share that's going to help propel them to their next level or to keep them going. You know, that's the wonderful thing about creativity. Who are some of the people that you find yourself to be accountable to?
I have great friends. I have really great friends. I don't know if I want to say anything specifically, but I have friends in my life who I'm able to just call on whenever I need prayer. I have, honestly, that's what it is. When I think on the people who have kept me sane, they're my praying friends. They're my word friends. They're the ones who, if I'm in the wrong, they will call me on it. And if I get mad at them, they're like, yeah, I know you're mad at me, but I love you anyway, and I'm not going to just let you kill yourself. I'm not going to just let you fall or give in to your issues and things like that. And so I bless God for them. I have spiritual fathers, pastors that I am able to call. And the beautiful thing about the pastors that are in my life, they're able to come down to earth. They're not so heavily minded that there's no earthly good. Because I am the type of person, I have to be able to express myself freely. And God has given me a circle of friends and pastors who, if I need to say a couple of profane words, I can do that. And they don't see me as any less of a person. They know who God has made me to be, the woman he's made me to be.
That's wonderful. Now, you have written a book, right?
I'm in the process of writing a book.
In the process.
Poetry book.
But it was a CD. Now, you made a CD, right?
Yeah, I did. I have a spoken word album called Window Into My Soul. I released it independently 2 months ago in April. And it's basically some spoken words, kind of my personal struggles with homosexuality, with self-esteem. It deals with things that I view issues in the church. Some encouraging pieces like Stop Dreaming. It just talks about getting out of your imagination and allowing yourself to actually live the call that God has on your life. And I recorded that in the course of maybe a year or two. And I really had a hard time suppressing myself to release it. And I remember I called a friend of mine, and he just really encouraged me. And so I ended up releasing it after a year battle. I ended up releasing it like within a week after having a conversation with a friend of mine. So it's called Window Into My Soul. It's about 13 spoken word pieces that I've written. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful, and I still have to get my copy. I know where to find you.
Yes, you do.
Now, tell us, what is the creative process like when you are writing, as well as when someone says, I want you to work on my video or my documentary? Like, what is the process like? Is it the same type of process, or how do you go in so you can bring out?
As far as working on a music video, I have to get the song from the artist, and I always like to get an idea of what the artist visualizes for themselves for that music video. So I consult with them first of all, because I never want to go way over or just totally disregard what a music artist may want. So sit down and consult with them. I spend a lot of time listening to the song, and as I'm listening, my mind is just kind of creating visuals. And as visuals are coming to my mind, I'm having a pen and pad right in front of me, just writing it down. You know, I'm writing down the shots, the angles, right now who I need for proof, getting an idea of who the characters are that's in the video, and just create it from there. I tend to create scene by scene. A lot of people, filmmaking, it's not easy. It doesn't happen, like, right away. You can see something in a movie that moves by fast, and one two-three-minute scene in a film could actually take about 10 hours to shoot it, and because you have to do a lot of cuts and reshooting and different angles, so it takes a while. It's a process. I think with this video, it's called Derrick Douglas. We spent a lot of, I did pretty good on time. I would say maybe about 4 to 5 hours per day because I try to be mindful of the talent. And just starting off, like I said, sitting down consulting with people and seeing what they visualize for themselves as far as a music video. When it comes to my own short films, it's images I get in my head first. Then I need to just write it down as soon as possible. And the thing is, as a writer, whatever idea you have, you just write it. You know, it may not happen in a perfect sequence right away, but you just write it, and then finally you sit down and you start putting the puzzles together. And then when you're putting it on film, as you're writing it out, you're also writing down your list of shots of how you visually see it, because that's the thing, especially as a filmmaker, you have to be able to visually tell a story effectively and being able to build on people's emotions, because nobody can see what you feel, you know, and you may want a certain emotion, but you need to be able to translate your thoughts into actual film and music or whatever it is. And so for me, it's just a matter of whatever pops up in my head, I have to write it down right away, because if I wait, it's not going to come out as powerful. It's not going to come out as profound. So I always have to have a pencil and a pad with me. That's advice to any creative person. Always have a pencil and a pad with you, or even a digital recorder. But I'm old school, so pencil and a pad, it, to me, is more effective than a digital recorder. And so for me, it's just a matter of sitting down, writing, allowing my mind to just freely flow. I talk to God, just allow myself to be an open channel. And as an open channel, it's just, like I say, even this morning, just out of the blue, words started popping up in my head. And it's a song I used to listen to called Candy Rain by Toe For Real. It started popping up in my spirit all of a sudden. And God is starting to give me a spoken word based on that song. And it just came out of the blue. And so what I had to do, I just had to start writing it before I lose the words. So that's always the beginning of my process, is getting whatever is out on paper. And then, you know, from there, as far as filmmaking goes, have to get a crew together. You know, got to start picking locations that we want to film in and getting the necessary permits and security for that to happen. And then it's just a constant puzzle piece that you have to constantly be on until the final product is finished. And so the day that we wrapped this Derrick Douglas music video, because it took longer than what was scheduled, because of a lot of rescheduling with the actors, and then I had to do a lot of changes in the story because actors weren't available. And that was just a process in itself of constantly rescheduling, looking for locations, having to reschedule some locations. It's a lot of work, but it's like, it's so energizing when you're in the midst of it. So the process is well worth it. And then you have your last day when you wrap it all up. And you just wipe the sweat off your brow.
Wow. I've had the opportunity to sit and watch those that are doing film and videos, you know, their process, and it's really phenomenal. And, you know, people who watch a video or watch a documentary, they see that finished product and they see,
right,
yeah, it's good. But like you said, it's that in between, those things that have to take place in order to make it that's so phenomenal. I love the process. The process is beautiful. I think that's also one of the reasons why God allowed me to be a writer, a storyteller, you know, a connector, because just having that mindset to together for others to be able to share and to empower them. Do you have anything that you have memorized that maybe you want to share in terms of, you know, a spoken word piece?
Actually, I did a piece that I mentioned earlier called Stop Dreaming that talks about, like I said, getting out of your head and just allowing yourself to live whatever the call God has for you. I want to stop dreaming and live in the reality of the blessings. I want to stop wishing to the point where I'm wishing all of my wishes away, to dwell in this place of imagination that leads me to spell of discontent. But I need to get out of this box and walk in the ability of my creativity that was given to me, allowing the free course of worship. It's not dictated by man's rules or regulations, hindered by insecurity and fear, but to allow the dream to live and let live. To be free from the cages created by the inner enemy, who works hard to distort and kill the dream within me designed to become my actuality. I must stop these I can'ts or these I don't know how to override the possibilities, allowing myself to just settle for nothing. But whatever happened to the dream of actually being something, I have to step out of my mind into the calling, to not just simply exist, but to be a being that lives, to be more than the I can see, yet to look beyond the higher heights and deeper depths, so I'm closing the door now on fantasy and letting the manifestation of my dreams free. It's called Start Dreaming.
Wow, that was Tatina Ready Writer Caldwell. My. I'm snapping my fingers in the air. Oh, I love it. I love it. And, you know, I absolutely love your spirit. You know where we see each other. And, you know, I look forward to seeing you so I can throw the hands up in the air. We can do our little dance and smile. And, it makes me so happy when I see you because, you know, we are kindred spirits and I just appreciate who you are. And I thank you for sharing yourself with me as well as with my listening audience. And tell us, or rather tell them, how they can connect with you, whether on social media, your website, you know, just tell them how they can get in contact with you.
Okay. You mentioned Facebook. You always can hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tatina.Cowell, that's TATINA.COWELL. My website is called IAmTheReadyWriter.com. Either one of those places you can contact me via email through IAmTheReadyWriter.com or Facebook.com/Tatina.Cowell. Need a video made? Hey, just email me at ReadyWriters@YMail.com. Yep.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the call this morning, and thank you for giving a shout out. And
yes,
we will see you later.
Good, my buddy. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.